And so if you're not aware of that, it can happen easily that you are overwhelmed, taken over periodically by the movement of human pain in you. And it can easily obscure the arising presence, the unconditioned, when the pain comes. I call that the pain body that human beings carry inside. And that pain body needs to be seen for what it is. It can only continue to operate in you if you remain unconscious of it and mistake it for who you are. This pain body, and many of you know this already, I spoke of it in the book, many of you are already working with your pain body, bringing presence to it. But we need to point out that this pain body, which we look upon as if it were an almost independent entity that lives in you. And again, don't take this to be the absolute truth. It is a pointer, a helpful, very helpful perspective. It's quite close to the truth, but not the truth. So we're aware of the limitations of any perspective, and yet we use that perspective because it's helpful. So we say that it is like an entity that lives in you. It is a residue, an emotional field, which is energy that has become stuck, cannot flow freely, constricted, tight. It lives in humans, although in most human beings, it is not continuously active. It is sporadically active. The pain body has a dormant period when all you have to face in life is your mind and the mad egoic mind structures, which is problematic enough. But then, periodically, the pain body awakens out of its dormant state because, being almost an independent entity, it needs to take in some food, renew itself. It needs further experience of pain. And it usually happens when you can notice it, when a relatively minor, often, not always, but very often a relatively minor situation, event, even thought, can suddenly bring about an enormous influx of emotional pain, be it anxiety, fear, extreme fear, be it extreme anger, often totally out of proportion to the triggering event. You suddenly, or the fear, or deep sadness and heaviness. The makeup of pain body differs from person to person. Some are predominantly angry, some are predominantly heavy with deep sadness, others are predominantly fearful and anxious, and many others are a combination of these. And so suddenly there's an enormous movement of emotion and painful emotion. And the first thing that the pain body does when it awakens, it is seeking food. It seeks food in two places. One is in your mind, and it will attempt to use your thought processes. So the emotion is so strong that it overpowers your thought processes. And every thought process then reflects the painful emotion that you feel. So you begin to think thoughts that reflect the pain that you feel in here. And with every thought, you feed the pain body.